This is a Hope 103.2 podcast.
And the Oscar goes to...
And the Oscar goes to...
Can't move, I can't say.
Please, be kind, especially when we don't know what's going on.
So what I got?
Movies are dreams that you never forget.
Well, hey, welcome to the Watch List. This is Russ Matthews, and I'm so excited today to be able to bring in our own stunt guy, Ben McKechnie. He's actually filling in the seat and kind of fill in as the stuntman behind the scenes for Laura Bennett. How are you doing, Ben?
Yeah, I am often confused as the stunt double for Laura Bennett. That's right, Russ. So thank you for letting everybody know. I do like to be behind the scenes, but today I'm in front of the camera. Thank you. And in front of the mic. I appreciate you putting me in the spotlight for once. Thank you.
Exactly. Well, because that's what this movie is about. We're going to be talking about The Fall Guy, and it definitely brings those who are behind the camera or who aren't as necessarily recognized as much. It's the stunt team, those stunt men and women who find themselves doing all the stunts for the big stars. And we're going to be talking about this film that really is an ode to the stunt person, if you want to put it. So here, there might be a few spoilers as we're going along, but hopefully we'll be able to have some fun as we're going along, because I think that is the way you define this film. But here, let me kind of tell you a little bit about it. This is a story about Colt Seavers, who's played by Ryan Gosling. He's a battered and past his prime action stuntman who finds himself working on a film set with Tom Ryder. And Tom Ryder is kind of the Tom Cruise of this kind of era. And he's a famous actor who's been his double for a long time. When Tom goes missing from the film, the director, who's played by Emily Blunt, who is Jody Marino, she's Colt's ex-girlfriend, is directing this debut film. And all of a sudden, everything is in danger. The movie's going to shut down if Colt doesn't come volunteer to find Tom and save Jody's debut film. So I'm looking forward to talking about it. This is a completely different film than probably what we've seen so far this year, but it is just a blast. And on so many different levels, you probably could say that. So what are your thoughts on this one, Ben?
Russ, in a word, fun. Like, if you want to go for a blockbuster popcorn, turn your brain off pretty much, even though it's not really off, but you know, you're just going in there to enjoy what movies can do. That's what The Fall Guy is there to do for you. And it does very, very well.
It was. Well, and what was great is you and I had the honor to be able to kind of go along to see the premiere. And we got to hang out with all of the stunt team because it was filmed here in Sydney, and it really honors Sydney.
Spoiler alert, Ross. Spoiler alert. It was filmed in Sydney. And if you didn't know that already, I don't know how, because it was all over everywhere when Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt were here. And also, it's such a great feature of this movie. It really shows in a way that The Matrix didn't. And given The Matrix was all filmed in Sydney as well, this one actually showcases Sydney a lot more, The Fall Guy, which I'm sure we're going to get onto. But now I'm just hammering home the spoiler.
Exactly.
Right now,
well, it totally, because there was another film that was released last year called Anyone But You. And that one didn't do a very good job of kind of showcasing Sydney at all. It was kind of, it made it kind of a background noticed as all, but it's pretty much all it was. While this one, it made Sydney look great, and it made it a character itself as you're kind of going through. And I don't know about you, but I'm looking at the stunt people who are sitting around us going, hey, there's you, there's you, there's you. But then also I'm going, hey, I've been there, I've been there, I've been there, I've been there. And it's just amazing because it's a beautiful city and they just do a great job of showcasing it. But probably more importantly, it's all about the stunts. There is a story that kind of goes along, but man, this one is about the stunt work. I mean, it is incredible, pretty much from the opening sequence all the way through to the end. It makes it a little unbelievable at times, but it does make it fun.
Do you reckon people need to even know, Russ, that this is sort of a remake of that 80s TV show, The Fall Guy, of which I remember as a kid, as in I remember that it existed, and I remember Lee Majors being the star. I remembered it was about a stunt guy. I could not remember how, it was like 4 or 5 seasons, wasn't it?
Right,
exactly. I couldn't remember how it even sustained itself as a show because I remembered he was a stunt guy, but I didn't remember what he did, as in what were the episodes about? I don't even remember that. I remember Lee Majors was the $6 million man. Is that what he was?
He was a $6 million man,
and isn't there a sound effect in the movie that... they play that at some point in the movie. Nice nod. And there's also another nod to Lee Majors in a big way in the movie. Just look out for that. But Russ, do you even need to know about...
No.
No. Because do you remember it more than I do?
I mean, I do remember. I do remember it. And I remember the truck. I mean, because all and kind of the nod, again, spoiler alert. If for those who actually saw the TV series, there's a whole nod to it in regards to the truck, because the truck is almost a character in the TV show. But besides that, not really. I mean, he's a stunt guy. He was a bounty hunter in the TV show. While this is really just a story that's kind of meant to kind of highlight stunt work and all the things that they do. But then on top of it, there is kind of a fun storyline. And what I loved about it, kind of took me back to a different era as far as the action, was that there's also a fun romance, because I really think that what makes this work is the chemistry between Ryan Gosling and also Emily Blunt, which, funny enough, you bring this whole Barbenheimer thing back again, because they both kind of come from that world and that realm. But yet, to bring them together, they have chemistry. And I really found that that was really what made it work in so many ways.
I thought it was more just Ryan Gosling himself, hands down, that didn't really matter who else was in the movie. He was fantastic. And given he's been a stuntman before in Drive, which is a much different kettle of fish and a much more gritty, visceral, hard-hitting film, he's getting a bit typecast. Everyone might have feared he'd get typecast as Ken. Now he's getting typecast as a stunt guy. But I just thought he was fantastic as the like relatable everyday. I don't know how he does it, given he's such a movie star, good looks and all that.
Exactly.
But he actually makes you feel like, oh, I'm just some guy and I'm knocking around. And he's got this cheeky charm about him. And he gets battered throughout this movie. You keep talking about the stunt work in this. And this is clearly a storyline in service of the stunts that are just connecting one stunt scene to another. But Ryan Gosling does a really good job of selling that along the way and just being this guy who constantly gets thrown out of windows or jumping off this or crashing something and getting back up and trying to save the day for the woman that he loves, Jody. And yeah, I thought he and Emily Blunt worked well together. I got a bit sick of how sort of almost juvenile, in a nice way, their relationship is. I'm like, really? Like, she's trying to direct her first movie that's got this massive budget. There's a movie within a movie in The Fall Guy. And a lot of that you right. see is like really entertaining. But just thinking, wow, she's got a lot on her plate. And she's sort of acting a bit like a 15-year-old that is, not to have a go at 15-year-olds, but she's just like, there's a little bit
to divide our audience because we have so many 15-year-olds listen. Anyway,
she and Ryan Gosling, their characters were a bit kind of dithering and, but in a nice way, kind of like some of the episodes of The American Office, like you get this really quite charming, nice romance going on. At points, I just thought it was a bit preposterous, but it did work. And I think it's because of them, particularly Ryan Gosling.
For all those who are missing the Marvel films and superhero films, his indestructibleness, it kind of is a nod to that in so many ways, because I can't imagine too many people actually surviving what he survives, even though he does have on all the equipment and all that stuff. But after a while, I'm like going, come on, how does this guy even make it happen?
Didn't you find it was a huge throwback to 80s movies, even more so than totally. The Fall Guy TV show? But for anyone who has seen any amount of American action films in the 80s, with guys like Bruce Willis, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone, it reminded me of that, where it's just gleeful about how absurd this whole thing is and how it's really just a celebration of the human person and what it can do and what it can withstand exactly. as it gets blasted around Sydney in this case. And maybe that's why that Sydney Sweeney film, Anyone But You, maybe that's why it didn't go so well, Russ, is because it didn't have an epic car chase scene across the Harbour Bridge or a big fight out the front of the Opera House.
I know, exactly. I mean, there are some ridiculous – and then even – because I even love they bring in the dog, you know, so you've got Jean-Claude who comes in and it's great Australian Kelpie that kind of they bring into the whole mix. And so they've got the dog, they've got the romance, they've got the action, they've got everything. And then, you know, they've got the classic twist of who is the bad guy. But I do love the fact that they really did honor the fact that they said that David Leitch, who actually is the director, said, well, it's about 99% was just straight up stunt work. There's CGI was very minimal in this whole thing. And you can really appreciate the fact that they really are trying to not only honor it, but really showing that stunt work, there's a value to it. And it does, the practical effects are so much more effective than maybe all the CGI junk that we have a tendency to kind of see in so many films anymore.
And also I did like, and maybe it's because I'm Australian, but you can tell that the investment that Australian governments have helped with and incentives to get this movie made in Australia have meant that not only a lot of behind the scenes crew and stunt crew, but also actors in the film are Australian as well, which makes sense because it's set in Sydney. But there's also a little bit of Australian flavor going on in it as well. May be the only blockbuster ever, Russ, that has the expression povo in it, of which I imagine American ears may never have heard.
Will not know what that means.
That abbreviated form of poverty-stricken or impoverished. That's what we said at school when we were in the 80s, povo, and then it turns up in The Fall Guy.
Like, right.
Wow. So there are some nice little Australian touches along the way, which I thought were good too. Rather than just, as you said, Sydney is such a character in the film, just using it as, oh, it's another international city as a backdrop. There was a lot of Australia in The Fall Guy, even though The Fall Guy is all about The Fall Guy, Ryan Gosling, and all the falls and hits that he takes.
Oh, yeah. Well, and it's also, it honors the fact that, you know, how many films have you seen? They say, well, this is shot in New York, but you can tell it's in Canada, you know, or, you know, this one was shot in Chicago. I said, no, actually, I'm pretty sure that's in Wichita, Kansas. But anyway, you know, whatever they're doing. But no, they really were on the streets of Sydney. They really filmed it here. So I hopefully that will help it to connect with Australian audiences, but also showcase it for the American audiences that will watch it also. So,
although what might not help it connect is if you were going along to see Hannah Waddingham from Ted Lasso, I think you'll be disappointed because I don't think she was used nearly as much as she could have been, given she's got quite a pivotal role. And the next James Bond, Aaron Taylor Johnson, like had his moments, but also was just largely like left to one side as the driving force of Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt's, like clearly like the heartbeat, the center of the film. Also, Russ, as we've indicated a bunch of times, this is a movie totally in service to as much stunt work as it can do, including how it at different points just refuses to end. It just adds on another one, adds on another one. How big a car jump can we do after in the first 20, 25 minutes of the movie doing a record-breaking stunt that involved flipping a car more times than has ever been recorded in human history, which is cool. But at different points, you're just left a little bit weary. Like you think Ryan Gosling's Fall Guy should be, just really like, oh, I just need a bit of a break now.
Yeah, there was a bit of PTSD afterwards. You're kind of going, oh, man, I just want to go to a quiet car ride home. You know,
yeah, I just don't want to be chucked out of another window. Thanks. Exactly. Please.
Like, and he still looks good as Ryan Gosling. You know,
he does definitely look battered along the way. I'll give him that. But a little bit like Bruce Willis in Die Hard or something like that, you still look like a movie star. Like, you just can't help it. You just, right, in spite of yourself, you can't
look great.
But I thought David Leitch did an excellent job of harnessing a great throwback to the 80s for now. And also, as you've indicated, in a world full of superhero movies particularly, which is often where we get this kind of action from, it's actually a bit of an antidote to that.
Exactly.
Too. I mean, it's not too far from the John Wick universe in terms of some of the stylized violence. And I know David Leitch was involved with that previously and his work with Deadpool and Bulletproof and that sort of thing. But this one stands out from his CV as much more of like, he's a guy who clearly was influenced by those films in the 80s and he wanted to make his own version. Yep. And here it is.
And he did it well. I think he did it well and he honored it, even though, yeah, you don't go in this kind of going, boy, I'm going to be thinking about this in a deep way throughout the whole rest of the time. But at the watch list, we kind of put film through the lens of faith. Did you find that there was something where you could really kind of take people, if you were going to talk about this film afterwards, what would you talk about this film that would kind of take you down maybe a deeper path?
Self-sacrifice.
There you go.
As much as you were saying that you don't think too deeply about this, I did at the time notice that the Colt Seaver's character is remarkably selfless at many points. It was particularly for Jodie, but it was also somewhat for a higher cause. But whatever the case, there was a lot of putting your own body on the line, your own self on the line, irrespective of what that was going to do to you, because you were trying to save or rescue others. I'm not trying to say that the Fall Guy can be confused with Jesus, not at all. But there are some trace elements in the way in which someone would do such incredible things, even at their own cost, that as I'm watching this, I'm thinking, oh, I, I do not think anyone intended this, but
yeah.
The pointers, I think, are there to the amazingness of somebody doing that. And then you extrapolate that out to, well, the amazingness of what Jesus did for all is mind-blowing. But that was probably the deepest thing I got out of The Fall Guy. I was really struck by Colt Seaver's self-sacrifice.
Yeah, I think that's a great way of putting it. It's kind of the whole dying to self kind of mentality. Would we be willing to do for the sake of your friends, for your family, and all that? Also, that even within that, when others deceive you, I mean, I think that that's one of the things that this really shows. There's so many different twists and turns, and we won't spoil it. But looking along the way, that how you can be deceived by those that are closest to you. So there's, again, other biblical examples of this that we're able to kind of talk to. But yet, I think that there are opportunities to be able to kind of take this deeper, be able to look at the fact that self-sacrifice, looking at loyalty, looking at trust, that you can really take away from a film like this, that you don't have to just kind of diminish it with going, hey, that was cool, but you can really have a deeper conversation about it. So I think that you really hit on it. And so that leaves us with coming to the conclusion of the watch list. Would you put this on your watch list, Ben McKechnie?
Yeah, I would. Really enjoyable. It goes on a bit too long. And yeah, there are some wonky things along the way. But overall, this is what I think a lot of people go along to movies for. It's just a great movie that effectively celebrates a particular type of movie, action movie from the 80s. And does it in a really spectacular way. And I think it's a bonus that it was set in Sydney, the city that we live in.
That's right. I myself would definitely put this on the watch list as a fun one to be able to look at. It definitely just makes you smell popcorn. You want to go see it. Also, I think you really need to see it on the big screen to appreciate it, because it is just massive as far as what they bring. But then on top of it, to be able to showcase this beautiful city of ours on the big screen too, in such a great way that they really honor it that way. I think that it's worthwhile seeing, really getting out to see and supporting this in cinemas and enjoying some time with some friends and talking about it afterwards. And so you don't have to be a stuntman to do it. You can go and do it on your own so that you'd be able to enjoy it that way. So, hey, Ben, thanks again. I really loved having you along. It's great getting to go see the movie with you, but then on top of it, to be able to talk about The Fall Guy. And Ben McKechnie is on Hope 103.2 and also has various podcasts you can subscribe to at Hope 103.2, but also on the YouTube channel. Make sure you check out. You get to see his mug there. He doesn't have to be put back in the background again. He's actually right there for you. So make sure you're subscribing to the YouTube channel, going to Hope 103.2, and make sure you're checking out Real Dialogue Reviews, rweldialogue.com, Real Dialogue, where we put film through the lens of faith and we talk about film and also discuss how we can move closer to knowing more about God, the Bible, and Jesus. So thanks so much for coming along, being a part of the watch list, and we hope to see you at the movies.